In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing? Hope you had a good Mother's Day. Unless you don't like your mom, then I hope it was good ignoring her. If you're no contact, maybe she's dead. Maybe that's why you're no contact with her. You can't talk to her unless you have a tarot card reader in front of you or you believe in God. Anyways, it's been a good week for me so far. Thank you to everybody who came out to the shows lately. Where was I? Well, I was in Poughkeepsie. Thanks for coming out to the show in Poughkeepsie if you did. Upcoming shows this Saturday, I'm in LA, El Portal Theater. Come out to that show. It's going to be very, very fun. And then the following weekend, I'm in Bristol, Tennessee, baby, home with a fucking NASCAR. Yeehaw, motherfucker. I'm going to go down there and find me a goddamn husband. That was me spitting out the cum because I don't swallow. Yeah, go to heathershawcomedy.com, get all the tickets. I'll tell you where I'm at the end of the episode, but we're not gonna run through a bunch of cities in America like we're in fucking second grade trying to remember the geography of this place. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. I love when you review queef. You just review with a queef. Just queef it up, huh? Oh, you know what? I added merch to my website. I just did that today. It's really good merch. I really like it. It's very simple. It's a skeleton because that's my body. That's my body type. That is my build. So it looks like me. And it's got my catchphrase. God, is that what I've become, a catchphrase? All right, see ya. You know, I always sign off with that. So if you want to get some merch, go to my website, heathershawcomedy.com. Click on the merch. Check it out. It's not much. I'm not trying to sell you everything. Shot glasses, stickers, bumper stickers, socks, tumbler. I'm not doing all that. I've got a coffee cup, you know. You can drink Lucy Brown coffee out of the coffee cup. I got a hoodie. Hoodies are expensive. So I'm sorry. Hoodies are fucking expensive, but it is good quality. It's a Champion hoodie. You know the brand, you know what I'm saying? And when you wear it, you look like one. It's a Champion hoodie, so it is worth the money. It's not some bullshit product brand you've never heard of that it disintegrates in the wash. It's a good hoodie. I got one ordered. It's on the way, so I'm going to be wearing that a bunch. And then I just got t-shirts. They all the same design. It all looks good. It's clean. You can wear it out and it's not corny, you know? What was I going to say about the t-shirt? I don't fucking know. It goes up to 4XL, fatties. It goes up to 4XL. So if you're sitting there and you usually don't find any shirts that fit you. If you're 4XL, might I recommend Ozempic? Just do it. Or as Trump calls it, the fat shot drug. The fat shot drug. It's the fat shot drug. We're going to get into that because that was very funny. I hate when Trump is funny. Because it's like, God damn it, man, you could have just become a stand-up comedian. You would be raking in respect and millions instead of just millions. I mean, Trump at the roast of Tom Brady, how good? You're a faggot. Tom Brady couldn't even keep his wife. What a fag. That'd be fun. Instead, he's, you know, out here detaining American citizens. Ew. He's still very funny, though. He's like the version of Bush that this country now deserves, because Bush was funny. You hated the guy. I mean, maybe you liked him if you're a big Bush head. Sorry. He was goofy, funny, but also, you know, a war criminal. But he was funny. He said crazy shit. And Trump is now kind of a worse version of that. He's much more evil. He's evil to Americans more so than just the other countries out there. Iraq, Iran. But he's very funny. It's very hard as a comedian. I'm like, God damn it, that is good. We'll get into what he said that made me laugh so much. Join the Patreon if you like extra episodes of this episode of this podcast. God damn it. I need my Lucy Brown coffee in my fucking merch coffee mug. Coming soon, bitch. Join the Patreon for extra episodes of this podcast. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Last episode, I talked about my time in New York City, Poughkeepsie. I forget what else I talked about, but I was going off. I think I went off on plants. Listen, it is an interesting episode. It is an interesting Patreon. I promise I'm not just talking, you know, it's not boring is what I'm trying to say. And I'm not selling it well. What the fuck? Okay, well, this comes out Wednesday. I'm recording this Tuesday. I'm recording this late Tuesday. I was trying to keep up with the news. The Diddler trial has started. Oh, boy. The Diddy is finally out on trial. He's got gray hair. He's looking like, you know, an old man. I'm sure, he doesn't have hair dye in prison. I can't imagine he couldn't get his hands on some. Someone with that much money, they can probably get access to almost anything they'd want in prison other than freedom. And pussy. Well, no, he can't get that. Bieber's butthole. It's off limits for him. Finally. But you'd think that he'd be able to get his hands on some hair dye. You can't kill yourself with hair dye unless you swallow it. But he's not a big swallower. He's like me. Yeah, he's looking old. I wonder if it's part of the defense to make him look like this old. Who, me? Gray-haired rap mogul businessman. Day one was insane. Let's go through what the highlights were for day one, which was Monday. Because, you know, the main thing that came out of it was that he forced a male escort to pee in Cassie's mouth. And I said, this is day one? Can we have a soft launch into these allegations and accusations? The federal government? This is day one we're talking about? Golden showers in the mouths of babes? What's day 30? If this is day one, what is day 30? I can't imagine. He skinned a child alive and ate its flesh. Like, I don't know what... Golly, they started off strong. All right, let's get into what happened on day one. Let's see, 12 jurors. Oh, 6 alternates. They have alternates for jury duty? Like, what are those people called in plays? I'm not gay enough to know. They're not stagehands. They're like backups. Hold on, let me Google this. Backup actor in play. What's it called? Understudy. That's what it is. All the gay people yelling at me. You dumb cunt. It's understudy. How could you not know? So I guess they have jury duty understudies. I didn't know this. They just got to sit around and hope that they get to be on the trial and watch the tapes. I mean, this is can you imagine being on this jury? You're going to have to see. They are going to play videos from the freak-offs, which is such a dumb name. You know, let's just call it what it is, televised rape. Do we have to do freak-off? I mean, freak-offs makes it sound fun. Let's paint a different picture here. Let's not call it a wild sex party. Let's call it, filmed rapes. That would be a pretty sick metal band. All right, the prosecution came out swinging in their opening statement, claiming Diddy made a sex worker urinate in Cassie's mouth during a freak-off sex party. You know, that's just sexual assault. We don't have to call it a freak-off. We can just call it, you know, during a rape fest. Diddy forced Cassie and another woman to participate in freak-offs with male sex workers, and they also claim Diddy got violent with the women and sexually assaulted his former assistant. This guy's just a demon. Golly. I mean, how unhappy do you have to be to just abuse people? And also, how sad do you have to be to just want to jerk off to watching your girlfriend get railed by a male prostitute? I don't know. You don't want a banger? You sure? Do you like watching the guy in action? Now, if he was gay, I think he'd just lean into being gay. I don't understand why. He might be bi. Diddy's defense argued that the sex was totally consensual and the relationships were voluntary and beneficial for the women, telling jurors not to judge him for his sexual preferences. You know, guys, he prefers sex to involve pee and poop. Don't judge him for that. So what? He likes to watch a male escort piss in the mouth of his girlfriend. You know, we don't judge for that. We're not here. He's not a monster. Okay? So he likes to see midgets mud wrestling naked. And he likes to jerk his balls to that. I mean, it's how do you defend this? You know, it's very hard to defend. You got to come up with just like, oh, this is fine. Everybody, it was consensual. Now, yes, there is a video, full on video of Diddy running down a hotel hallway, tackling Cassie and beating the shit out of her, but that's what he sexually prefers. Have you not ever heard of a kink? Beating up women is his kink. No crime. No harm, no foul. The first witness was a security guard from the Los Angeles hotel where Diddy was seen on surveillance beating Cassie. He testified that Diddy tried to bribe him to keep quiet, though Diddy's defense countered that Diddy was only offering him money because a vase was broken in the incident. Sure. I love that Diddy beat the shit out of a woman and then was like, oh my God, dude, did you see that? And then the hotel employee's like, yeah, dude, I just saw you beat the shit out of her. And then Diddy's like, oh, dude, I am so... Look, can I give you some money for the vase? I know you saw that I broke the vase. Don't tell anybody I broke the vase. Yeah, that's a real good defense. So far, the defense team is going well. I mean, they're really putting in zero effort here. Did Diddy pay them yet? I'm wondering if they're just like, they're just showing up and not studying for the test and just winging it. That's what it feels like. Ah, just say you try to pay him for a, try to pay him off for a vase he broke. Yeah, I know he saw him break Cassie's nose, but. The second witness was a male sex worker who says Diddy directed the freak-offs. So he's a director, not only a producer, rapper, demon. Now he's a director. I love it. And Diddy masturbated while watching him have sex with Cassie, who paid for his services. So Cassie paid. Did Cassie pay for this? That's so fucked up, too. On layers of fucked upness. How fucking funny would it be if, after all this, Diddy also made Cassie pay the escort for peeing in her mouth? Diddy told the escort to pee in Cassie's mouth and says Diddy once got upset by a lack of baby oil being used. Yeah, that checks out. Cassie's expected to take the stand. Yeah, so she took the stand today. We're going to get into what she said. I mean, it's really rough. She's very pregnant, you know, but when the federal government comes to you and says you got to testify or you're going to be locked up too, you do it. Doesn't matter if you're 8 months pregnant. You look at your rapist in the face and say, I'm here. I'm not going to jail like you. She had to testify. The other weird thing about all this is that Diddy's family showed up to support. But it's not just like a RICO case where it's like he's involved with racketeering. It's like this is really graphic sexual bullshit. That I'm sure they've maybe been exposed to, not as graphically as what's being described, but maybe they've been exposed to a side of their father's sexual deviancy. But to have to sit in a courtroom, all of them showed up, and to have to sit there and be like, yeah, so they're talking about my dad forcing a woman to guzzle urine and then whining about there not being enough baby oil around. God, I love my dad. He's such a strong man. Oh, good. They're playing the tape where he beats the shit out of a woman in a hotel. Ugh. Dad's always been so strong. He could take anyone, including petite women. God, he's so cool. Good stuff, Dad. We got your back. Diddy's three daughters left the courtroom when the male sex worker gave his graphic testimony. Yeah, I mean, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Ignorance is bliss. Diddy's mom was there, Janice Combs. You know, hey, Diddy's got the money. You don't turn your back on the person who's been funding your life for decades. You know what I mean? Diddy had a holy Bible with him, and he read some scriptures. He had a blank stare and was stoic during opening arguments. So, you know, this is what they're doing. They're painting Diddy as a, you know, a gray-haired, Bible-loving man who's being accused of having sexual kinks. It's day one. This is from day one. So wait until we really get into the videos they're going to be playing in the courtroom. I mean, I don't know how many Bible verses you'd have to comb through, no pun intended, to make it okay for what they're about to see. The jury is going to have to really watch. I mean, I would not want to watch any of this shit, you know? And God, I hope there's some old women on that jury. Oh, dear heavens. Is that a man's asshole being gaped apart? I mean, these are the things that I can imagine. Again, he is charged with 5 federal counts, 2 charges sex trafficking, 2 charges transportation to engage in prostitution. I never know what that means, to be honest. What, he drove to women to bang somebody he forced at gunpoint? I don't really know what the transportation charge is, but, you know. and one single count of racketeering. You know, here's the thing with the federal government. They have like a 99% conviction rate. That's why it's very rare that people go to trial against the federal government unless you're fucking Al Capone. Oh, who's the guy? John Gotti? I think he beat the Fed. He beat the feds once on a RICO charge, I think. But 99% conviction rate. When the Fed has you, they have you. And they've have you on multiple charges. It's not like they're going, they're throwing one charge at you and being like, hope this sticks. You know, they put five against you. And then if some slide off, you still got other charges that stick. And then you're in there for a long time with these federal cases. So you don't really go to trial against the Fed unless you have nothing to lose. And Diddy's not going to plead guilty and take 20 years. You know, he's just not going to do it. We'll see. I can't imagine that jury finds him not guilty on all five charges. But who knows? Maybe two charges of transportation to engage in prostitution. Maybe that only comes with like a year each. I don't know what that fucking means. Can we search that up? And by we, I mean me. What is transportation to engage in prostitution? Hold on. It's kind of like human trafficking. It involves the recruit. Well, this is just human trafficking. I'm talking about transportation, bitch. Traffickers exploit various modes of transportation to recruit, move, control their victims. Airlines, long distance buses. So I guess if he's ever flied somebody out that he, you know, was trafficking. It's a federal crime to knowingly transport an individual across state or national borders for the purpose of engaging in prostitution. Okay, so he just, it could, and I'm not excusing the diddler, but it could just be that he hired a male escort and paid for his plane ticket, you know? That could be that. Tuesday, what happened? Cassie, she was on the stand. Very brave woman. Shout out to Cassie. Even if this whole relationship was completely consensual, she had to be around that man, and that's, she deserves, you know, a lifetime of happiness after that. But we all know that she was abused. I'm trying to find anything, super important that she said. I mean, a lot of it was just a lot of like, how do you know Diddy? When did you meet Diddy? Surprisingly, he met her when she was 21, which is like 80 in Diddy's world. 21. Oh my God, you're elderly. You know, I mean, this is a guy that enjoys bringing tween boys over to his place and kind of corrupting them and maybe sexually abusing them. Usher, he did that with Usher, and then Usher paid it forward. Usher paid it forward and brought Bieber to Diddy. Isn't that fun? Every time I see Usher now, it's ruined. I can't look at Usher and be like, oh, Usher. All I see is a man who also took part in abuse. He brought Bieber to Diddy. It was like, you know, let me pay it forward. I don't enjoy Usher because now I just see him and see somebody who had bad things happen to him and then decided to turn around and do it to somebody else. Ew. Cassie addressed the beating video and her involvement in freak-offs. She said the 2016 beating occurred right on the heels of a freak-off. Gross. So that's even gross. I have seen the video, not of the freak-offs, which is just televised rape. I did see the video, the hotel video. It's very dark, you know. I wasn't really seeking it out. I think I was on Twitter, which is a cesspool. And it just showed up. I couldn't really watch all of it. You know, it's not intriguing to me to see a grown man beat on a woman. It's not really intriguing to me. Two men fighting is one thing, but she's on the ground. He's pummeling her. It's really dark. Cassie said when the subject of a freak-off, which she said was the hiring of escorts to have sex with her, came up, she was confused, nervous, but she wanted to make him happy. This is all typical abuse stuff. I mean, I love when I'm on Instagram. I posted a video about me talking about this whole thing, and it's always a man. Men are so funny because they're so fucking dumb sometimes. This guy was like, yeah, she's not a victim because she stayed. I'm like, if only it was that easy, you dumb fuck. Oh, she's not a victim. She stayed around him. He clearly doesn't know how abuse works. Because we all know abuse victims just know when to leave, right? And are never terrified. Yeah, they really know how to cut the cord on abuse. One time a woman gets hit, she's like, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm not terrified of you murdering me when you find me after I leave. you know, it's the same argument that people say, oh, lesbians have a higher divorce rate. Yeah, because we're not scared to report domestic violence to each other. No, that was it. It was lesbians have a higher domestic violence rate. Lesbians have a higher divorce rate. Well, we know when to leave the marriage, Gary. Your wife is, she just decides to settle and be miserable. And you're not going to leave. You have your life catered to you. And lesbians have higher domestic violence rates because we are comfortable reporting those domestic violence incidences. You know, if women report domestic violence every time on their significant male other, there's likely chance they'll be murdered or hurt even more. Anyways, I digress. The prosecutor asked if she agreed to a freak-off when Diddy first proposed it. She said she did. She testified, then there were more. So she agreed to one. You know, you agree to one and now it becomes a whole thing. It wasn't something I wanted to do, at least not that frequently. She said she feared saying no would have consequences. Yep. Namely, making Diddy angry. Yep. We see what happens when he gets angry. I mean, in this picture, he's in... Okay, they have stills of the domestic violence. She's on the floor, crumpled on the floor. Trigger warning, I guess, if you don't want to hear about this, just turn this off. She's crumpled on the floor. He's got a towel wrapped around his waist and socks. Okay? He's kicking the shit out of her. You can just tell from the back of these pictures, this guy has no remorse. He's in a fucking towel around his waist. I mean, it comes so naturally to him to kick a woman who's crumpled on the floor. It's really gross shit. Cassie said she was also afraid he would blackmail her. Yeah, because he's got video. This is what happens. You take video of people in compromising sexual positions, and then you got blackmail, baby. That's how Epstein functioned for so long. Nobody was gonna, you know, rat him out. He had all the tapes. And they're still being protected. We're never going to get an Epstein list, by the way. Just so you know, if you even care. I have never cared about seeing a list of people that, you know, utilized Epstein's services. That's just not, I don't give a shit. But yeah, for people that are like, we still don't have the Epstein list. You're never going to get it. There's too many high profile people in that shit. Prosecutor said in their opening statement, Diddy threatened to release the freak-off videos if she did not participate. See how this happens. There's blackmail, blah, blah, blah. Why didn't she leave? Gee, I don't know. Maybe her entire life would be ruined and the internet would see her getting banged and pissed in her mouth. You know. Cassie was asked what evidence she gave to the government. Ooh. And she replied, laptops. Wow. So Cassie had laptops of freak-off videos stored. She gave it to the government. She said that Diddy would drag her, stomp her in the head if she was down. We saw the video. She testified the violence was too frequent and she would get black eyes and bruises. Yeah, so not looking good. And this is, again, this is day two. And this is really just getting into the surface of it because Cassie kind of started this ball rolling. The other issue with this is that Cassie filed a lawsuit against Diddy, and the next day Diddy settled with her, which means he just paid her an ungodly amount of money to shut the fuck up and take the lawsuit away. They settled out of court. That's not a good look. Hey, if it's a consensual relationship and there's no abuse and nothing's happened, then you don't pay somebody who's suing you for all these horrible accusations. You don't. If somebody comes to you and says, "You fucking asshole, you did all this shit to me. You beat me up. I'm suing you for $12 million." You don't go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Please don't sue me for $12 million. Here, I'll give you $14 million if you shut up." You're not going to do that. If you're completely innocent, you're going to go, "Are you fucking out of your mind? I'll see you in court, motherfucker." So it's not a good look. But man, I can't. If this is day one and two. What's going to be a week from now? DJ Khaled took a shit in the pool. Every time he did, he just yelled another one. I don't know where it goes from here. It's going to get dark when the jury has to start seeing videos. I don't know what the legality is with like showing underage people, because you know there's underage people in these videos. Now, listen, I'm not saying for certainty that Justin Bieber is in any of these videos. I'm saying, look at how he's spiraled since this Diddy arrest. He kind of was having a chill, quiet existence. You didn't really see much of him, or you see him like this out in public. Since the Diddy arrest, he has spiraled. Now, it could be just that his handler slash wife is annoying. It could be the birth of a new son is overwhelming. But all signs point to he's spiraling. He's relapsing on harder drugs. He's going out and looking like, you know, an unsavory addict. He just doesn't look great. And logic says it's because of all this stuff that's coming up, these repressed memories that he's had, or not even repressed, just these memories that he's kind of kept at bay and have tried to, he's tried to heal. And now it's like, oh God, he's being reminded of what happened. And I don't know, you know, and also just the fear of like, will this come out? Cause I'm sure he thinks that he was taped, or maybe he was told that he was taped. You know, he's never spoken out against Diddy, against Usher. Is that another form of blackmail where they're like, hey, don't say fucking shit. We got you on tape, Justin. We'll release this shit. You're going to look like a little bitch, which is not the case. He's a victim, obviously. But, you know, that'll fuck with somebody. That'll get somebody to shut up real quick. So there's a lot to think about. What celebrities will be named, who will be implicated, who will be shown to these people. Again, it's a federal case, so it's not filmed. You're getting firsthand accounts from journalists that are inside the courtroom all day for the trial, and then some are very reputable. They're taking to TikTok afterwards. There is a woman on TikTok, I don't remember her name, but she's pretty great, and she kind of runs through, and she's actually in the courtroom. It's not somebody sitting in their bedroom talking about the case. You know what I mean? It's somebody who's like, you know, employed. So you can find these accounts on TikTok, and just, you can tell that they have firsthand information. And then there's also publications that'll print about the courtroom proceedings of that day. But baby, if you want up to date news, just go to TikTok. I know people on Instagram are like, where are you getting this information that somebody pissed in Cassie's mouth? I'm not making it up. I'm not on some like bullshit gossip rag website. You know, these are people that are, hey, I was just in the courtroom today. Here's what was said, because things can't be filmed. You know, these are reporters. Get with it. All right, Tory Lanez, baby. You may not know him, and that's a good thing. Why would you? Tory Lanez. He's a rapper who was charged with shooting at Meg Thee Stallion. I don't know if you remember him. He's a tiny little man. He's serving time for shooting Meg Stallion's feet. Meg Stallion. We're friends. Megan Thee Stallion. He shot her feet in 2020 at a party at Kylie Jenner's house in the Hollywood Hills. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison in California. He's a short little man. He's got Napoleon syndrome. You know, how tall is Tory Lanez? If I had to guess looking at this picture, 5'7". Tory Lanez height. No. Do not tell me he's 5'3". Girl, I'd be shooting women too. 5'3"? Girl, that is tiny. Tory Lanez is 5'3"? Oh, that's criminal. You can't be a tough guy when you're 5'3". That's fucking hilarious. That man is 5'3". That's the fake height everybody says Joe Rogan is. Joe Rogan's not 5'3". Joe Rogan's probably 5'6". Let's see his real height. He's 5'8". Okay, that makes sense. He's 5'8". Tory Lanez is 5'3". Imagine trying to be a tough guy when you are 5'3". You are shorter than most women. That's fucking hilarious. I didn't know that. Wow, what a dork. Anyways, this little midge, he shot a gun at Megan Thee Stallion. She's 5'10". He was very threatened. He probably claimed self-defense. He was standing his tiny ground. He's been locked up for that. We applaud that. Anybody who's came out in his defense is just trash. You don't shoot at anybody. You don't shoot at women. Shut the fuck up. You're 5'3". You're lucky you're being let out at night, little leprechaun. He's lucky he's invited to a Kylie Jenner party in the Hollywood Hills. Who invited this leprechaun? That's what I'd be yelling. What's the weather down there, sir? That's what I'd be asking him. Holy shit. Anyways, he was hospitalized. He's serving 10 years in prison. He was hospitalized in critical condition Monday after an angry inmate savagely attacked him with a prison shank. In that inmate's defense, he thought he was a rat. I mean, 5'3", he must have been like, what is this rat doing on the ground? Kill it. I don't know what he thought. There's a baby in this prison. I don't know. But he has been stabbed 14 times. 14 times. 7 times in the back, 4 times in the torso, twice in the back of the head, once on the left side of his face. Who knows what he was stabbed with? Prison is a different world. You can come up with shit in there. You'll find a you'll fashion a knife out of a Bible. You know, a prison is fun that way. Both of his lungs collapsed and Tori was placed on a breathing apparatus, though he is now breathing on his own. Look, you never want to wish death on a little person. I don't want to I don't wish death on any little people, even if they shoot at a rapper's foot, a female rapper's foot. You know, I don't think he deserves death. You know, I think that, he deserves to be 5'3". How about that? I'll say that Tory Lanez deserves his height. Good Lord. You know, if that man was 5'10", 6 foot, he wouldn't be shooting at women. He'd be respecting them because he could look at them in their eyes. You know, I wouldn't respect women either if I had to look up to them as a man. And I'm supposed to be like, I'm the man. No, you're not. You're the child. Do you know how cheap your movie ticket is? We just put 6 and under when we buy your movie ticket, Tori. We pay adult prices and then I bring you in and they go, yeah, that child gets in free. Enjoy, you know, enjoy sinners. Tori's reps, how does he still have reps? I don't know. Tori's reps say he's in pain, but he's talking normally in good spirits and deeply thankful to God for surviving. I love that he's thankful to God. God made you 5'3". I would stop believing in him. Girl, if I was a man who came out 5'3", I would be like, I believe in the devil. The devil exists. He is real. Praise Satan. Tori was attacked at about 7:20 a.m. by another inmate. He was rushed by an ambulance. I wish I knew more about the attack. Honestly, like what was he stabbed with? A hot dog? I mean, it probably wouldn't take much to bring a 5'3" man down. You know, you just stab him with a high heel. I don't know what's in the prison. Again, you know, you don't want to see somebody die, especially in prison. That's rough. What he did to Megan Thee Stallion was, you know, it was criminal. It's literally criminal. Yeah, I'm glad he survived. Honestly, I am. You know, that would have been a real sad thing. And you're seeing a lot of conspiracy theories online. Oh, this has to do with the Diddy trial. Something with the Diddy. No, it doesn't, bitch. This is just prison life. This guy's 5'3". He's got to survive in prison as a 5'3" man who shot at a famous female rapper. Like, good luck. And you know he's chirping loudly in there in prison, being all tough, because you got to be when you're 5'3". I don't know. You know, and I wonder, Megan Thee Stallion's probably just like, you know, she probably doesn't care at all. I mean, she's probably like, yeah, okay. I'm glad he's not dead, I guess. I don't know. He's still in there for how many more years? Let's see. He was sentenced in 2023. So, yeah, he's got at least 8 more years in there. So, hopefully he can survive the life in prison. So far, it's looking not great. But is going to the hospital nice? Do you get a little reprieve from prison? I don't know what that's like. Do you just get, you're just in a bed somewhere? It's cold. You're not getting good food. Even hospital food sucks. He's just getting Panera Bread food. I don't know. Good luck, Tory Lanez. You little, short, little person. All right, I talked about it up front. How funny Trump is. It's just, he's funny. He's very funny. He says his famous friend got the fat shot, which I just love that he's calling Ozempic the fat shot. He got the fat shot drug. Which I honestly, it's surprising. I thought Trump would call it the Lizzo drug. I don't, you know, I could see him coming out with a lot of variations for this. You know, I love the fat shot drug. I think it's so funny. I think Ozempic should change your name to Fat Shot. Get the fat shot. He claims that his famous friend got the fat shot. And in telling the story was that I know this really famous businessman. You all probably know him. He's a very neurotic and rich guy who got their fat shot, he said, at discount while traveling abroad. And his friend was complaining to him. He said, you know, my friend, a friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. Highly neurotic, brilliant businessman. Seriously overweight. I love that description of him. He goes, seriously overweight. He's so catty. He'd be make a great judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. He's just so, I mean, this is the gayest straight man I've ever heard. I mean, he is cutting. He could be like Fashion Police, Joan Rivers. You are seriously overweight. He goes, he takes the fat shot. He took the fat shot. And he called me up. He's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich. Mr. President, could I ask you a question? I'm in London and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working. I mean, that is so fucking funny. Trump is so fucking funny. My friend called me up and said, I'm taking the fat shot drug. And I'm saying, and I said, it's not working. What do you mean? Anyways, he goes on to say that his friend paid $88 overseas for Ozempic. In New York, he's paying $1,300. What the hell's going on? So now he wants to make drugs cheaper. I can't imagine. I can't imagine this being a correct scenario. I think this is just a story he made up on the spot, and he's a great storyteller, and he's a great liar, and he's a great comedian. I think it's very funny. Do I think he's maybe talking about himself in this story? Maybe. I don't know. A lot of people are speculating that he's talking about Elon. I don't think it's Elon. I don't think Elon's paying American healthcare prices. I think Elon's just walking in and taking what he wants. You know, he's kind of got that energy. Elon just seems like he walks into any CVS and is like, yeah, I'm good. I'm taking it all. Yeah. Nazi salute, you know? But I do think that Trump really missed the mark not being a comedian. I mean, why would you want to go into politics when you're this funny, you know? I have a fat friend. He took the fat shot drug. He told me he's taking this fat shot drug. I said, it's not working. I mean, this is very fun stuff. It's the only silver lining in the atrocities that he's been doing is that there's glimpses of humor. And it's really all boils down to fashion police humor, which is just roasting people. It's never like highbrow, clever humor. It's just very funny because it's like this guy's supposed to be a professional and he's making fun of his fat friend for taking the fat shot drug. And it not working, you know. But he is kind of veering into old man land. He is. I saw a video of him recently at a Saudi Arabia meeting. A meeting with Saudi Arabia or about Saudi Arabia. He was in the Oval Office and he was actively falling asleep. You know, he's 78. He's going to be 79, I believe, in June. When is his birthday? I think, yeah, in June 14th, he'll be, God, he was born in 1946. Good Lord. He'll be 79 in June. So yeah, I mean, that's about a time your body starts taking naps on its own. You ever see an old person sitting out? They're just in the waiting room of a doctor's office or on a bench in a park. Though old people can just nod off. You know, they got the fent nod naturally. They're just honk shooing away. And he's got a job that is demanding. Now, again, I do not feel bad for Trump. I am not saying, oh, woe is Trump. You know, it's just very interesting to watch somebody in their late 70s, about to be early 80s next year, working in a very demanding job. Not saying that he has to really mentally exhaust himself, but he's got to physically exhaust himself. His job probably doesn't call for a lot of mental gymnastics. People are explaining things to him at every stop. People are telling him what's going on. He's probably not making a lot of calls, let's be real. But physically, his job is demanding. He's got to be awake. He's got to be in meetings. He's got to be in the Oval Office. He's got to do these photo ops. He's got to do these speeches. He's got to do these signing of executive orders publicly in his office. He's got to be talking. You know, that's probably why you don't see much of him past, you know, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. But when he's during the day, he's taking little nappies. He's going down. He was always a slime ball. He was, you know, we can excuse that as Americans. We can excuse grifting slime balls. We love to build them up and then they grift a little and we tear them down. Hawk Tua, rest in peace, bitch. But he really would have been, if he didn't go into politics, he could have just been a pop culture commentator. You know, even when he had Apprentice, I listened to clips of him on Apprentice. And in his core, he's a slime ball, but it harmless to everyday Americans, right? And entertaining to watch. I could just see him sitting on a panel on The View talking shit about Blake Lively, you know? I don't think she should not have control of that movie. I mean, look at her. What is she? There's two thoughts in her brain. I mean, please. She's, you know, please let the director do the thing. You know, let Jason Baldoni, whatever his name is, I don't know, the one with the faggoty man bun, let him direct. It's his thing. Blake Lively, why don't you be a less alive? Why don't you be Blake Deadly for a little, huh? Sit down. You know, he could have been a really fun pop culture commentator. Maybe I'd be out of a job if he didn't go into politics. He'd be the one doing talking head videos on Instagram and TikTok about the Met Gala. You know, it just sucks that he, and this is why the butterfly effect is real, because if Obama had never roasted him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, then Trump wouldn't have gotten this vindictive, you know, fire in his body to run for office and be president to show Obama. Because he's so racist that he's like, I'm going to show that black man. That black man who was born in Africa. You know, if Obama just would have not made a joke at Trump's expense at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, if a black man would have just not joked about Trump, then Trump would have never ran for president. And that is a wild thing to think about. And I'm not blaming Barack Obama. You know, I always appreciate a black guy roasting a slimeball grifter like Trump. But just interesting. Just interesting. Should have went into politics. When I saw that clip of him saying this story, I was like, God damn it, he's done it again. Because he can be funny. He can be weirdly, charmingly funny. And then you pull back and you're like, oh yeah, this guy is, you know, detaining American citizens, deporting American citizens. You know, he says he's going to cut drug prices. I can't imagine that's going to happen. He tanked the you know, stock market. He put tariffs against China that were insane. He's now walked them back. You know, he creates problems and then he solves the problems and says, look at me. He's just incredibly insane. It may be entertaining to watch his decline mentally, I will say. You know, Biden wasn't very entertaining. If we're going to have old fucking geezers in office, at least let us watch them decline mentally. Biden wasn't fun. It was sad. It was, you know, it was like, I always equate it to watching like a senior dog just trying to go around and do things. But it will be interesting to watch Trump kind of maybe mentally decline. I don't know. All right, let's get into our ads here, huh? It's been a minute. Jesus, look, we got 40 minutes into this episode before I even mention Lucy Brown. So much to talk about. The fat shot drug. Lucy Brown, you know him, you love him. I'm going to have their coffee next episode when I get my coffee cup with my merch on it. Get some merch, baby. Huh? Support this pod. If you don't want to join the Patreon, get the fucking merch. And it's good merch. Give me feedback if you don't like the merch, but I think it's good merch. It's not corny. It's not cringy. It's cute. It's hot. It's sexy. But our ads, enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You know them. You love them. I'm going to drink coffee live on this podcast episode. Not live, but, you know, alive. Next week, I'll have it. Lucy Brown's my favorite coffee shop here in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm not in Lexington, but we'll pretend. It's a Lexington, Kentucky queer-owned small business coffee shop. And if you support them, you are supporting queer-owned small business everywhere. That's what I'm saying. My dog's about to bark. And that's not an excuse. There she is. There she is. Should I let her out? Excuse me. I'm going to let my dog out. Because she's barking and she said, she's not a big coffee fan. Go get him. There you go, Tiger. If you're watching YouTube right now, you're welcome. I just got up and I promise there's a dog I'm letting out. I promise it's not just me being like, I've got to walk and fart. When I fart, I say I've got to fart. I don't say I've got to let the dog is barking. But you can take that. Let's get back to coffee, speaking about farts. I love Lucy Brown so much. Lexington, Kentucky coffee shop. They're amazing, and they've got an amazing coffee subscription that everyone should be really taking advantage of. It's a great deal. Every single month, you get a new bag of coffee from a different roaster. Every single month, it's different. And it's a preference you like. If you like dark roast, they got you covered. Light roast, they got you covered. Medium roast, they got you covered. I like dark roast. So say every month they send me a bag of a different dark roast coffee. It's delicious coffee. It's so fucking good. The packaging is so cute. It's roasters that I wouldn't even know existed. Because you go to a grocery store and it's the same goddamn shit every fucking time. Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, what, McDonald's, Pete's. If you want to discover really delicious local coffee from around this country that you wouldn't discover because they're not fucking major factories that are just pumping out shitty coffee beans, then get this coffee subscription. All you got to do is go to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. That's a big deal, folks. In this economy, eh? Use the code Heather Shaw is kidding and you'll get 10% off your first order. Again, that's L-U-S-S-I browncoffee.com. Follow their coffee subscription button and get signed up today. We love you, Lucy Brown. Thanks for being an OG sponsor of the show.
Stuck in a job you hate? Wish you could break into tech, but don't know where to start? CBG Nuggets makes IT training simple, affordable, and dare we say, fun. With short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs, you can build real-world skills right from your browser. No expensive hardware, no confusing software. Just practical training that gets you job ready. Learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, from anywhere. Start your 7-day free trial at cbtnuggets.com. Because a better career is just a few clicks away.
All right, man. We are just blowing through this episode, huh? I had a lot to talk about up front. Let's go over some other things quickly. I wanted to talk about Amber Heard. She had twins. Have you heard? I think she had, here's the thing. I don't have an opinion on Amber Heard. Do you remember when it was Heard versus Depp, that trial, and everybody was taking sides? And it was like, it's like deciding between shit and poo. I just felt like I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm glad I don't have a dog in this fight. You have Johnny Depp, who's a walking ashtray. God, that man has aged horribly. If that's not your sign to stop smoking, then I don't know what is. And then you have Amber Heard, who I can't really figure out. I tend to believe women, but she also seems really conniving. I don't know, and I have not put enough thought into it. I just don't care. I think they're both bad people, and maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the vibe I get. So when that whole trial was going on, I wasn't team Amber. I wasn't team Johnny. I was just team leave me the fuck out of it. Team, I don't care. It's like Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. I don't care. It's the battle of douchebags. I hope they both lose. You know what I mean? That's how I felt. I don't have anything against Amber Heard. In reading this, she welcomed twins, which is great. Fantastic. I think that she went, I don't think it was with a boyfriend or a husband. I think she went with IVF or something. IVF tends to, when you're older, it tends to give you twins, which I think is so funny. So she's a 39-year-old who just had twins. I think she used IVF. It's fine. Congratulations to Amber Heard. Their names are Agnes and Ocean, you know, and that was fine. And I was like reading this article, but then I saw that she was a mom already to a 3-year-old, I think also through IVF or something like that, which is fine. And then I saw the daughter's name. And then I said, okay, I'm team Depp. I have absolutely decided I'm team Johnny Depp. Do you know what Amber Heard's daughter's name is? Her first daughter, her 3-year-old daughter? I don't even know how to pronounce this. I'm going to spell it. Okay? O-O-N-A-G-H. Unag? Onag? Unag. Oh, Nag. Oh, Nag. Oh, Nag. I don't know how to pronounce this. Oh, Nag. What if it's that? Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm Amber Heard. This is my daughter. Oh, Nag. Unag? Let's see what this name's about. It really upset me because I don't like... Look, name your kid whatever you want, but we gotta draw a line. It's like Jason Lee. Jason Lee? Jason Schwartzman? Did Jason Schwartzman or Jason Lee? No, I think it was Jason. Oh, God. Who's My Name is Earl? I'm telling you, somebody. Jason Lee. You know what he named his kid? Pilot Inspector. I shit you not. Pilot inspector with a K. Jason Lee named his kid pilot inspector. Yeah, so, you know, that's the stuff that's really fucked up. Pilot inspector with a K. It's not even spelled right. It's that's abuse. Is that abuse? Okay, let's look into this name because Unag. I don't know how to pronounce it and I feel so dumb, but I'm not the dumb one. This is a weird name. It's a weird name for a white lady to name her white IVF baby. Do you know what I'm saying? I would never be saying this if this was like Ayo Edebere or however you say her name. I don't know how to say her name. I wouldn't be batting an eye if Serena Williams named her kid Unag. I'm saying if a black woman named her kid Unag, I would sit this one out. You know what I mean? It's not for me. But this is Amber Heard having an IVF baby and deciding to name it Unag. Oh, girls, it's all game. I'm making fun of her. It seems Unag is named after Amber's late mother, Paige Heard. Yeah, because her middle name is Paige. Okay, but what's the first name? But what? Okay, this article from E! News doesn't even cover the first name. It just goes, yeah, she's named after her mom. That's bullshit. What is Unag? How to pronounce Unag. Anna. Oh, this is such bullshit. I hate Amber Heard so much. It may come from the Irish word for lamb. It comes from the actress word for idiot. Anna? Uh-oh. I'm going to play a YouTube video here. Shout out to YouTube. We're going to see how to... Oh my god. I hate this fucking shit. This doesn't even tell me anything. I'm still in the dark. If anybody knows how to pronounce this correctly, let me know, and it's going to be hard in typing. Una, double O would be pronounced as a long vowel sound. Una? Oh, is it Una? Is it Una? I had a grandma Una, but she spelled it U-N-A. Okay, it's Una. So she just spelled it like an asshole. What a fucking... I hate... I'm out. Johnny Depp, you got me, boo. It's Una. But it's spelled O-O-N-A-G-H. Girl, you are not in Ireland. Just U-N-A. My great-grandma's name was Una. So I know Una, but that's U-N-A. Spell it. God damn it. All right, well, that covers that. I'm glad we got into that. Benson Boone's tour sold out in 9 seconds, and that's how I know God's not real. I have lost my faith in humanity. There is a difference in pop music and popular music. You get most pop music, there's a reason it's popular, because it's good and it's catchy and it's great. And then Benson Boone comes along, and you're like, who the fuck is this for? What Kohl's cash-carrying motherfucker is buying tickets to see this gay man flip around? Because he seems very gay to me, and I have great gaydar. You hold on to this episode in 5 years. We'll see. Are we still doing... Are male pop stars, if they're gay, still doing the thing where they have to pretend to be straight to get women viewers? Because I think a lot of women would just be like, yeah, I'm still showing up to the shows, or you get a lot more gay guys coming out to your shows. I don't know, but I think Benson Boone's music is so bad that gay guys are not into it, so he has to play straight. This is my theory. His music is made for really straight women with bad taste in men in music. Women that go to a TJ Maxx and lose 3 hours of their day. Do you know what I'm saying? He is Imagine Dragons for Gen Z. Okay? I'm telling you now, you will be like, this makes so much sense. He's Mormon. Okay? This is a Mormon pop star. I don't know if we've ever seen one besides Donnie and Marie Osmond. But this is the vibe. This is, when I learned he was Mormon, I was like, this explains everything. This is why I don't vibe. This guy's a Mormon pop star. That's why he's so cringy, corny, bad, and he's probably never going to come out of the closet. Because his music is not like Troye Sivan. Troye Sivan is a gay pop star, and his music's great, and it's so good that the girls, the gays, the theys love it. Benson Boone, you've got 4 seconds to play with, brother, and it's all straight women who have really bad husbands. So they're going to pour all their energy into you because they got nothing else going on. It's a lot of medical coding and billing bitches that are listening to Benson Boone. It's bad pop music. It is not good music. Stop yelling at me, sir. I'm happy for his success, you know. It's great to see another man in a jumpsuit, you know, doing things he doesn't even need to be doing for his songs. But I don't like Benson Boone. I think I'll start a Benson Boone hate club. I don't like him. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. I don't really care about him. I'm just talking about his art. His art is so offensive to me. It is so bad. I wish it would end. Every generation has this kind of shit. We had the Lumineers at one point. The Stomp Hey music. That was at my time, the bad music. Hey, ho! Hey, ho! I've been living a lonely life. Hey, ho! You know, we had that. That was my cross to bear. Gen Z has this. And in 5 years, no one's going to be checking on Benson Boone. He's going to have to go either, you know, he'll come out, he'll have a boyfriend, or he'll have to get super religious. He'll have to find something, because this guy's not, I will shave my head if I'm wrong about Benson Boone in 5 years, if he's a mainstay. You know, it kind of goes back to Lizzo. Lizzo's music was fun at the time, but it really got stale really quick. I throw my hands up, touch the tan. Baby, how I doing? Feeling good as hell. I mean, it's Cole's music. It's TJ Maxx. It's Marshall. They've combined to do a deal. And this is the music you're going to listen to while you shop for clothes that should be at a thrift shop. You know what I mean? Marshall's is a thrift store for your mom. So now it's like Lizzo's music's a bit dated to me. When I listen to it, I'm like, God, it's fun, but it's like kind of corny. It's kind of bad. And I think that's where Benson Boone's going to lay, you know. But I think he's a good guy. He doesn't seem like a bad guy. Most gay men are cool. We'll see. We got to wrap this up. Last thing I want to talk about is I saw a TikTok of Rachel Ray. She's not looking good, guys. I think we talked about Rachel Ray before. I think it's alcoholism. I'm not here to be a saint. I am here to speculate. I am here to judge. Okay, if you are not somebody that enjoys speculating and judging and talking shit about people, then why the fuck are you listening to this podcast? Rachel Ray looks like fucking garbage. And I don't know that she has a good reputation. I've heard plenty of stories about Rachel Ray kind of being a cunt. There was, you know, I've also heard stories. There was a comedian who opened for Bethany Frankel's talk show. And apparently Bethany was not that great. But also, like, when you're doing daytime, it's very high pressure and it's got to be hard to be, while you're working for ratings and stuff, it's got to be hard to be like a pleasant person to be around. But Ellen has no excuse because her show was a hit, smash, success, and she had no pressure. So I don't, you know. But yeah, I've heard some horror stories about Rachel Ray being kind of a shitty person. And I don't know if karma's catching up. I don't know if she has a major alcohol addiction. Now, could it be health? Could she have a health issue? Sure. I think the health issue is that she can't put the glass of wine down. You know, I don't think that there's, I could be wrong, you know, a Chadwick Boseman here and there and you start to get humbled, but I don't think it's that. I think she's just an alcoholic. She really just looks like every subject of intervention that I've ever seen when it was an alcoholic episode. She looks disheveled. You know, when you're sick, when you have a sickness, you don't really necessarily look disheveled. That only comes from being a drunk. Do you know what I'm saying? The tousled hair that's never really, it's an unkempt hairstyle. You never really have your shit together. I used to be a drunk. I totally get it. You know, you never really had your shit together. It was a bit disheveled. Nothing was in order. You'd always lose something. She just kind of seems like that. The lid is barely being kept on. She's not that you have to wear makeup, especially if you're just doing a cooking show on YouTube. I think that's what she's doing now, but there's just something. If you go watch these clips of her, I don't even know what the show is called. I think she just has a YouTube. You'll see it on TikTok. She just is in her kitchen. It just doesn't look like it's anything other than addiction or alcoholism. And, you know, hope the best for her. Haven't heard great things about her personally, but who knows? I don't wish anything ill on Rachel Ray. It's just like, if you like to see car wrecks, go look at some clips of her cooking show. It's kind of a mess. And she's kind of just back in the day, I used to have this, Meals for $20. It was a great show. It brought me much joy. You know, she's just talking like this. She's just kind of out of breath. You know, she's chopping tomatoes, talking about the glory days of the Food Network, you know, and I'm Rachel Ray. You know, it's very interesting. So go check that out if you want. And last but not least, go see Sinners. I saw Sinners in New York City last weekend. It was fantastic. I don't think you need my endorsement of the movie, but if you've been on the fence about seeing it, or if you're not aware of it, go see Sinners. It was fucking fantastic. Michael B. Jordan, I was on the fence about whether he could really act or not, and he can act. And he had to do with the Parent Trap situation where he had to play twins. He had to do the whole Lindsay Lohan and Parent Trap. And I thought, when I first saw him on screen as twins, I thought, uh-oh, this is going to get a little hokey. But it wasn't. He sold it well. He's a great actor. Go see Sinners. That's our show. Let me tell you my upcoming shows and come out to a show. Huh? How many times am I going to say show in a minute? This Saturday, I'm in L.A. Come out to the fucking show, L.A. Show the fuck up. The fires are gone. You can leave your house. Next weekend, I'm in Bristol, Tennessee for the weekend at Blue Ridge Comedy. Then on the 30th of May, that's a Friday, the last Friday in May, I'm in Westchester, PA at the Knauer Performing Arts Center. In June, I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. In July, I'm in Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Salt Lake City, I think Spokane, but we haven't added those dates yet. Spokane, Washington, Las Vegas, Raleigh, North Carolina, and then upcoming later in the year, Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Columbus, Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, and Portland, Maine. Tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Come on out to a show. It's very fun times. Rate and review this podcast if you'd like. I'd love it so much when you leave a little one-word, five-letter review. Queef. Enjoy the Patreon for extra episodes of this podcast every single week. I love it, doing it so much. The Patreon community is very, very fun. And you get an extra episode and get a look into my personal life and what's going on and the shit I'm talking over there behind a paywall. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy for that. Until next time, have a good rest of your week. Stay gay, all right? And get the merch on my website. Go check it out. It's very good stuff. Give me your feedback about the merch, too. Let me know what you think. All right. See ya.